The math's not mathing right now.
No, the math is mathing. Because here are the extraneous factors. Is my man in NCT right now? No, he is in the military, and that is fine. But is the likelihood of this being NCT's potentially last tour as a group very strong? Yes. And that last tour nostalgia factor outweighs a lot of other things. It has an intense power level, okay? There are still many SKIZ opportunities. It's a whole, like, chart like this with an X and Y axis, okay? And there's, like, a whole bunch of different factors going on. And you know I'm right. I can see the defeat on your face that I'm right.
From a time before 1999, welcome to the Hagline, a K-pop podcast, where a group of very, very busy adult friends who needed to have a weekly mandated hangout time to digest this last week in K-pop. Or, honestly, this episode's gonna focus a lot on venting and our struggles as K-pop stans today. My name is Irina. I use she, they pronouns, and I have been listening to... I made a playlist. I jammed all of them in there. It's the new AT's comeback, Golden Hour Part 2. I don't know what the subtitle of the album is now called. And then the Japanese Stray Kids album and TXT's new album in there. And then I also threw in Stacey's GPT in there just to spice it up for myself. So, yeah.
Oh, you mean just like a new weekly music playlist?
I have an ongoing, a reoccurring playlist called New Moo, where I just throw in everything I want to listen to at the moment and then repeat it to death and then go back to my regular one and then I clear it out and re-put it in, especially when I feel like there's a lot stacked up as in for full albums and stuff to listen to.
Wow, you're doing so much homework.
I like listening to music.
I mean, that's a good way to do it, because otherwise I like forget what the new releases are and then I'm like, oh, I better listen to that, because I have my big new release playlist, but that's huge. Hello, my name is Aim. My pronouns are they, them. What have I been listening to? Honestly, a lot of SKIZ. Really enjoying their Japanese comeback. But I also just chucked a bunch of recent SKIZ releases into a big playlist together because I've been getting back to the gym and SKIZ music is really good gym music.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Hi, this is Jack. I use he, they pronouns. I have honestly also been listening to a lot of SKIZ. I have, like, just a playlist that's their entire discography, but it's kind of been looping, like, the SKIZ 2021 album recently, even though it's on shuffle. So that's been fun, and a lot of, like, go live, which has been surprising, but it's been a while, so enjoying it.
Did you see that meme of being like, I don't know what screen cap it is. It's like, I'm so good at shuffling. And it's like the Spotify icon and then two other people being like, no, you're not.
No, literally it is, because it's played Phobia like every other song
for
a day and a half.
Okay, quick discretion that it's now typed out. Woohoo! Everything we say on the show is just our opinion. Things are constantly coming out to reshape and reform our opinions, or we just come back next week as a new person. Important to note that we are not music professionals. We're just fans who have our own tastes and preferences and our own human life experiences. And then lastly is none of us are Korean. Nor do we live in South Korea. So there's only so much context that we can get from some of these major news stories that are on their national news cycle as well. Yeah, other than that, we'll be starting off with some news. It might be combined with our wait, just hear me out, I need to complain right now section. And then we'll go into just a handful of comebacks this week.
More reasonable amount compared to last week.
Yeah, goodness.
Well, we had 2 weeks to catch
true.
Up.
Oh, that's true.
Did you guys also literally just in the time that Arena was doing the discretion, get a text message letting us know about the second Stray Kids show.
Yeah, they sent it like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Why 2.5 hours after it went on sale? But that's okay. Ticketmaster, I'm in your walls.
Yeah, after they already like tweeted it too. So yeah. I hadn't had text alerts on for them.
So, as we are alluding to, we just bought Stray Kids tickets.
Holy fuck.
That was more recently today in the last few hours. Jack, could you tell me what number you entered the queue?
I don't want to relive my pain. For New York was 53,000, I believe.
Yeah. And I think I screenshotted mine at about 52,000. And I've never seen it that high, ever. My internet's too good for it to be that high. How did we fuck up that bad?
Never. Never. And then I forget what, not Chicago, DC was, but also very high, 20-something.
And for DC, I was 18,000, and it's so over for me. I'm never allowed to buy a single ticket ever again.
Yeah, you had really good queue for NCT, and that was your last good queue ever.
But that's because that was for membership pre-sale, where you did have to buy into it and stuff.
Maybe and buying in has some points, actually.
Now, low-key, I'm mad. Like, fuck Weavers, fuck Hybe, but, like, Skiz, come on!
Yeah, JYP, what are you doing? 50,000 people for one show?
Like, you're just showing your hole to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that in, like, please!
Yeah, the LA one, I got in at 65,000.
Oh, my God. So. Because every computer could click on pre-sale and just sign up, like,
if you want it, you want it.
Literally. Yeah. And if you are absent-minded, you better hope that you have friends that are on top of your shit and don't mind babysitting you, because lordy lordy.
Yeah. But this week, we survived NCT ticketing, Stray Kids ticketing, technically within the same week, MCR ticketing.
Oh my God.
And then I also did SM Town ticketing.
Arena!
Oh my God. Wow, you really saved Arena. That one for the podcast, didn't you?
Because she posted it on her Instagram. It wasn't a secret. And then I was like, girl. And then she didn't respond.
Because I started going into ticketing.
Oh my God, Arena.
So yeah, I'm going with a friend.
Is this your friend that wants to see Red Velvet really badly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was the only way she's going is if she goes to Japan or
is Korea. For Red Velvet, and then she's also collected every vinyl of Taeyeon. So this is all going to be like the feud, because Taeyeon's definitely not leaving Korea.
No, he's not.
Well, that's crazy, Arena. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. We are finessing our way with flight tickets as well.
When is that? When are you going?
January.
I'm judgmental.
Crazy. Wow. I need everyone else to chill with this for a while now. No more tickets.
Yeah. Skiz ticketing was by far the worst.
Yeah, without a doubt. I've never seen the number that high before.
Yeah, because in 2021 we did Stray Kids in New York City, and it was high enough that we didn't get tickets, but it was never that high. I didn't even get to like shop for tickets today. Like, I never made it into like any of the queues to like click on seats and have them disappear before my eyes.
It was so bad.
Like, the only I did manage to buy the Chicago tickets for our friends, but that wasn't even like clicking on anything. It was just like constantly hitting refresh and being like add best seats for four tickets in a row, which is impossible apparently.
MLB website is interesting.
Whoever, I hope that MCR fan was sarcastic saying the MLB website is easier than Ticketmaster at this point.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
That is interesting.
I was going to say something really mean.
Okay. It's just a real interesting setup. We've had so much other luck this year. I guess that was just the... We finally ran out. Our reserves are depleted.
Mm-hmm. But we're seeing Stray Kids!
Yay!
Yeah, I mean, we did still get tickets. Just so
that's how I thought about. Okay, I don't know. Should we bounce back? Okay, we're bouncing back. NCT Day, Wednesday. When NCT was on Wednesday, we ticketed for Newark and Chicago and LA. I got in.
Crazy fast.
I was 127th in line. And then at that point, when you're just doing GA, you just go like, press four times and add it to cart, which is so easy than like trying to click on seats and shit. Got that secured. We're just like, okay, this is a lot of money, actually. We cannot do Chicago. Yeah. But we still hopped in there. I still had momentum in Chicago.
Just to look around.
What was interesting between New York to Chicago is in Chicago and almost probably all the other stops, actually, they have seated Neo City VIP.
Yes.
New Jersey did not.
No. I think it's also because, like, Chicago, it's Allstate Arena, and Allstate is so much smaller.
Okay, but then what explains it for LA? Because that's definitely the biggest floor.
I don't know. They just wanted more money.
And they liked us.
Yeah, they were like, we can make VIP expensive if we put it up on the sides, too. So let's do that.
No, the seats that are currently up on the sides is more expensive than our VIP tickets.
Yeah, they got hit with the AXS stuff.
Yeah.
AXS also, premium.
Okay, and then we went to ticket in LA. And holy shit, the AXS website. Jack.
No, I'm literally traumatized. I almost had a fucking powder level crash out at work. Trying to get this website to work on my phone, the mobile app for AXS. No, I'm not even kidding. I almost had a full-blown, like, panic attack. Like, crying, snotting, liquids running down my face. Like, I was trying hard not to, like, punch things. I'm not even kidding. I'm just so
close. I'm so sorry. But in retrospect, it's funny because it did work out for us, but...
Thank God. I was, like, almost in tears. Like, I was losing my marbles.
What were you aiming for while you were, like, just in there?
I was just trying to get momentum.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I was looking around at other stuff. And on the mobile app, it's, like, so hard to click seats. Mm-hmm. And then the more you zoom in, you're super zoomed in. And then there's that thingy that I showed you that, like, pulls up on the bottom that, like, lists your seats. And then Crypto doesn't let you get individual. Like, if there's three seats together, you cannot buy two of them because you can't leave one seat empty. And I'm like, okay, but what am I supposed to do?
And then someone on Twitter was like, I can't buy a single seat either.
Yes. And so you're like, okay? So, like, it can't just be me and a friend. It's got to be Three's Company here in fucking Crypto Arena.
We're looking for a third now.
Oh, my God. Literally. And I was like, it's fine. I'm just waiting for momentum. And I had
it wouldn't refresh.
It wouldn't auto-refresh, like, fast enough. And I couldn't refresh it myself in the fucking app. And then I had momentum like twice and other people got
had momentum twice.
Yeah. Oh. Like I went to check out and it was like, somebody got these tickets already. And I was like, okay, well.
Punch through the
wall. Get shit on by a bird or whatever.
That's okay. It worked out. We won't have to camp in LA. So, and we still don't know what their sound send off is going to look like. Yeah. It could be a traditional send-off like 17 did, or it could just be like these super interactive ones that Inhypen started here in the US.
Yeah, and they've never done it before.
I don't know what the Asian ones count as when they do the high waves. Shit like that. Oh my god, what if we do high wave?
I mean, those are usually for like fan meets and like fan signs, right?
No, they do them for concerts. They do it before concerts in all the countries outside of Korea in Asia.
Interesting.
Something like that. But definitely it's not just tied to fan signs.
Ah.
That's fine. We're one.
Yes.
And that'll be good. After all this crying and kicking and screaming, thank you, Cody. I didn't appreciate you enough when you got the tickets because Row Run is actually very insane.
It's very good.
Yes.
My insides hurt. Too much ticketing this week.
Thank God. no one else.
Should I tell you about how the SM Town one went?
Yeah, go for it. Was it easy at least?
No.
Oh no.
I was fighting for my life out there. Felt like all my skills was finally being put to the test for this one. So it's SM Town Global Package. On the website itself, you have to like click on what tier you want, what kind of ticket you wanted to get. There we go. On here. And then every time you refresh, it brought you to the homepage. So you have to click through all of these, scroll all the way to the bottom, click one of these things on the menu select. And then there was also two tiers after you pick on it. But after you click on this one, it sends you to the top. So you have to scroll back here to click on adding something or whatever. Then you go through three pages of confirmation before the ticket is added to your cart. Then the tickets are finally in your cart for 30 minutes. So you have 30 minutes to finish the transaction.
Oh my god.
Right?
But so they're not in your cart for all of those other steps?
No, they are not. Your tickets can be removed from any part of these steps, from going to the bottom of the page to being like, hit reserve. Holy then the second shit. Page, then the third page. The first time I did get like some, like the VIP one that I did want and whatever, but I lost them on the second page because I was taking too long to click on my friend's profile or something to be added in as the second person.
Oh my goodness. That's so crazy.
I missed the first boat of ticketing and I waited 30 minutes till they repopulated back into here and refreshed for like 10 minutes manically trying to get something in my cart, and every time it's usually I got an error before I can go to the second page. So I missed the second boat as well. And then an hour later they start coming back again. And that's when I finally got it into my cart, and I sat there for like 10 minutes just looking at it, being like, yep.
Holy shit. That's infuriating.
I feel like a little bit of a crazy person.
Yeah.
Not even a real ticketing website. Like, what are we doing here?
We got tickets. Congrats. And when they announce SM Town North America, I will not be mad either.
Hopefully, we'll just be through Ticketmaster.
Unless if we get put 100,000 in line.
Not for SM Town.
Jesse, what I said. Something?
Ye of little faith, I don't know.
So as we're recording, we're still ticketing just to see what happens in the general sale.
You know? Hee hee ha ha.
We just so love fun. Suffering. Here's your $600 ticket.
Yeah.
Div one when I catch you. Div one. Div one when I fucking catch you. Div one. When I fucking catch you. Div one.
Okay. On to the next bit. Thank you, Mama Awards, for starting last night. So we have some videos to go off of to talk about today. I unfortunately watched all of Mama because I was uploading. It was bad. I did not enjoy a single minute of it.
Damn.
You guys saw. Of course, they just threw all the newbie groups to it because they want to have. Grow their international audience. They don't have enough room in Japan for these new groups. I don't know. I feel like new groups in Japan would be a much wiser decision than sending them to the States, especially when they have the opportunities like KCON throughout the year to come to the US to grow that way. But I mean, it's still sold out Dolby Theater. It's a historic venue where the Academy Awards are presented every year, which I guess was cool. And they try to tie in the themes of LA to Mama at the LA show between Dustin Hoffman and Lance Bass and two more actors that I cannot recall their names. I am so sorry. The LA Ram cheerleaders were also there.
Oh. I didn't realize that was actually them.
I think it would be them.
Why was Dustin Hoffman there?
Dustin Hoffman went to KCON, and at KCON, he realized it was a great experience. Realistically, he probably invested some money that is a sharehold code of like Mama Awards or something like that. So maybe they just like tried to bring that in. I don't know. Very, very unofficial, very conspiracy theory of me. Other than that, I just really wanted him to go home after he presented, but then they kept cutting the cameras to him in the audience, and I'm like, oh my god.
Yes, to sit here all night.
What did you see from Mama AIM? Because we have someone protesting it in our call.
I didn't see much of LA. By the time you pinged that it was on, I was like, oh, holy shit, that's right now. And I watched a tiny bit. I reckon I watched maybe like 20 minutes tops. I tune out really easily at award shows. I watched a little bit of Cat's Eyes performance, and I was sad that Manon wasn't there, because she's always the girly who's like put at the back of the choreography. So I'm just like, I think she was sick, so it's like understandable if she was like ill and couldn't be there, but like that's just so unfortunate.
Especially, I feel like this could have been their big like big stage in America and
yeah
whatnot.
And like it's nice because there are a few Americans in the group, so or at least one, I forget where everybody's from, but yeah, I watched Illit's performance this morning because they were here as well, I'm pretty sure. Yep. And this was cute. Nothing super special from them. It was nice.
Definitely Illa and Tawes. I found out apparently how you pronounce it. I still want to call them.
Oh, and you guys all jumped down my throat when I accidentally said it like twice.
Tawes is different from twice.
Yeah, it sounds fucking stupid.
Okay, rude.
There's already a group named Twice.
How was that performance, Serena?
It was just like you could just see like how much more production there were in some of the performances versus the other performances and whatnot. So they had like a whole skit like in their performance with like a whole pre-recording showing, and it was just, I'm like, this is a lot. And then they performed their two main title tracks, and I'm like, yep, that's what you have. But it's one more song than they had at KCON, so it was all worth it. Right?
Long way for them to come for two songs.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure all these people are going to do like some filming in LA for whatever comeback and stuff. So they definitely can make it more worth it.
But that's okay, because JYP got to do a 15-minute performance. That makes sense that JYP Sunbaenyeom gets to do the longest, because everybody loves JYP.
I'm going to throw up in my mouth.
Yeah, I can't believe they let JYP himself perform for 15 minutes when were any of his artists there?
No, not a single one.
Genuinely unhinged.
Where's Vicha? Where is Vicha?
Produce Vicha right now or be investigated by the FBI.
Yeah, like why? What? I'm so mad at him.
Where are they?
No one's seen them in months.
Where are they?
When I was watching, I watched one song of JYP's, and I'm just like, this is an appropriate time to go to bed now, so I just finally turned off the computer, I'm like, bedtime.
Yeah.
But, like, when I was watching the performance, it just feels so, so dangerous, especially, like, with a lot of our own, like, own media and culture that's been happening in the States of memifying someone who is actually a very bad person.
Yeah.
Like, they were chanting his name, and I was, like, about to lose my mind a little bit.
JYP?
Just, like, yeah, people were chanting, JYP, JYP, in the crowd, and I'm just like, they probably think it's funny, or, like, they don't think it's, like...
Yeah, like, he's not just a funny Ajashi. Like, he's not a good person.
Not at all.
He wants to be a cult leader so badly.
He would love to be HYBE, also.
Yeah. So, like, when I was just watching that, I'm just like, lost the narrative a little bit here.
Yeah, we're losing the histories. It's not even history. It's like actively happening.
One of the negatives of like being an international fan and you don't see like regular Korean news and stuff, or it's like so filtered by the time it gets to you that like, yeah, like you said, memifying these people and it just like kind of becomes a joke.
Yeah, I just kind of just like unbelieved by what I was like hearing, and then I was just like,
yeah, it's so disappointing. Who was the artist who was at KCON that they either did or talked about doing a black wave. Is that what it's called? With a
Black Ocean with Rain last year.
Yeah. Because people were like, why is he coming when he has an artist, like an idol group that he could be sending who would be more appropriate?
Who hasn't done anything in ages.
Yeah. It's like, why was, and yet JYP, who is literally in the exact same position, gets his name chanted because he's a funny little guy.
Yeah, he has so many other groups that he could send. Like, even if he's not sending, like, a larger group, they have so many small groups right now. Like,
yeah.
They could have also done, like, Misamu. They
should Misamu, have
done. Yeah. Yeah, they could, that could have been fun, even though it wouldn't make sense because there's the Japanese mama. Yeah. Nah. But just, like, even, like, any unit, any, like, whoever was scheduled for availability that day. Beecha, I'm pretty sure, is available. Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know. Has, like, NMIX? I mean, NMIX hasn't done a tour in a little while. I don't follow them. I could be completely.
They haven't since their like their debut showcase or whatever.
Yeah, NMIX would have been perfect for it.
Yeah,
like,
NMIX would have been really good.
I feel like ITZY would have been okay too. Like, but yeah, Beecha especially. I'm like, I hope those girls are okay and they're not just like heartbroken, locked up in the dungeons of JYP.
They were part of this international K-pop group wave of
And they were the first ones, too.
Yeah, and they should have really capitalized on...
Yeah. Their music was cute, the girls were all really nice, they had a whole show about putting them together, and now they're just, like, gone.
Yeah.
Another... I don't know, should it be, like, disturbing the fact? Another thing that happened at the MAMA US stop was the RISE protests happening outside the arena. And I'm going to say I do believe all the fans who were being told, do not wear orange, we're taking away orange ribbons, we're taking away all your little Seven memorabilia, like, even just, like, the banner projects they also took, because... I don't know. They said there's no banners allowed, even though they specifically put what size banners not allowed. And there were people on broadcast with little pieces of paper being like,
yeah,
the security were given explicit instructions to take anything that said Seven or had the color orange on it.
Yep. But,
which is also funny. They didn't take away anything that had a six on it because, like, let's just not fuel the entire controversy, you know? Like, let's take away sixes too. Like, let's hate both of them. But they're just like, no, it's Seven. And it was really weird. It's just, like,
I mean, I definitely saw videos from inside the theater of security walking around and grabbing things out of people's hands. So,
and probably throwing them out if they're just, like,
yelling. Sure.
But, like, that one can definitely be more, they can have a better reason for throwing someone out as being like they're disrupting the broadcast or whatever.
Yeah, I'm just very jaded about the whole thing.
Okay, so I'm gonna assume you didn't watch their acceptance speech.
I watched a bit of it when Anton started speaking, and then I kind of noped out of there. I was like,
It was a very tough watch. I feel like both sides are weaponizing it to their argument, and I really don't like it.
Yeah.
MAMA US, hot mess.
Yeah. MAMA Japan. Did you watch anything from it?
I did not, because I woke up at 6:30 to start ticketing.
That's crazy. I watched just a couple of stages that have been posted afterwards, not a huge amount. Because, like, I don't know. I know that they save the big awards for the last day, but I'm just like, I want to talk about them now. Why haven't you done them yet?
So tune in next week where Abe can complain about those awards.
Yeah. And Jack's gonna show up in my apartment and turn my microphone off. But Apatu had a really, really cute performance. I assume they probably pre-recorded it. I doubt they were both there. But it had Bruno Mars. It was, like, live band. It was really cute. It was just a great vibe. I highly enjoyed that.
Wait, but that's so sad because there were so many memes of being like, Bruno Mars at the MAMA is actually a concert for the idols at this point. They're all fighting for Barricade.
Right? And then it wasn't even there.
So sorry to all those Bruno Mars biases in the idol seats.
The one other thing from Japan Day 1 that I was just, like, staring at my computer at in surprise was the fact that TWS, TWS, won the Boy Group Dance Performance Award over...
Oh my god.
17, 127, Skiz, Rise, and Enhypen. And I'm just like, what? So what's...
Nothing is real.
Nothing is real. Like, I know that these award shows are a joke, no matter how much I like to bitch about them. But they still just love to give me fuel to bitch about.
I think conspiracy theory time. TWS definitely has to win something besides new artist or whatever, best global whatever. Because that song charted so hard in Korea.
Yeah, I know it did really well in Korea, but choreography, like dance performance?
They can't give it album of the year.
Because it's not!
Yeah, that's crazy. And they weren't even there to accept it. You might as well give it to, like, one of the... None of these people could have accepted it.
Haul ass. Didn't they, like, haul ass from LA to Japan?
No.
I saw them running through the airport.
Oh. Maybe they're going to be there for the second day, then. Okay. But they definitely cannot be there at both shows.
Yeah, the time zone wouldn't allow for, like, the flight distance wouldn't allow for them.
Wait, that's so funny. They're hauling ass through the LAX.
Them, and there's a video of them and Illit, like, sprinting into the airport.
The Hybe groups. Really, anything else happen in Japan?
No, because they really just kind of gave out all the awards that at least I personally don't give a shit about.
You're too focused. You're locked in.
It's just like, I don't know. It's not their fault. Just why? Like, why? You could have just sent 127. Why did you send Rise, who now has enough songs that they could have performed whatever, how many of her songs you wanted them to perform, but instead you made them cover like 10 seconds of Kick It for what reason? Why?
Yeah, I don't really understand why, like, you've got an artist who's invited to an award show and then they're covering someone else's songs. It's like...
Yeah, like, I just don't really get it.
Yes, Illit covered one of Twice's songs as well.
Two other songs of theirs, so it's like, maybe this is okay, but
really irritating, especially when it's like, it's not like a tribute. Like, I don't know, why are we doing these things?
Yeah, I did like the point of you when you said earlier where SM has been working so hard to separate Rise from NCT, and then they go back on it
and make them perform an NCT song.
Yeah, like, just make them perform Growl for the 400th time.
Yeah, like something older, something more standardly a classic, I guess. And like, I guess Kick It is there now, but I don't know. It's just like, yeah, why?
But
that was the point. The whole thing just looked like such a shit show. Like, ugh.
Yeah, this Mama has not been it. Like, usually the stages at least are well produced and whatever, but this one is just like...
There's a usually... what I look forward to the most in those award shows. Like, that's what kind of does get me paying attention. I got into Stray Kids through the Mama performance.
Wow.
Hyunjin waving that fire sword around, I was like, who the fuck is that?
I'll do it for you.
Okay. On to the next big news that happened this week. Ooh.
Yes. So Minhee Jin has officially resigned from Adore, which is crazy because this is what, like, maybe 2 weeks into New Jeans' deadline. I did not expect Adore would do what they wanted. But yeah, her officially leaving in that time frame was a surprise, to say the least. Also, following that, she's filing a new... this might have maybe not already happened. Maybe I'm just reading like gossip articles now. But she has plans on filing a new lawsuit against Illit's company, B-Lift. And I believe that's got to do with just Illit copying New Jeans? If that information's wrong, my bad. She's kind of obsessed with lawsuits. I don't know. Surely she has enough money that she could just like peace out and like...
Right. It's just like, I don't want to like protect, like give her any good advice because she definitely listened to me out here. but it's just like, I guess public image is so important in Korea, but at the same time, she's definitely made enough. I don't know. Maybe her spending habits are
well. Well, her her shaman, whatever she called her. She was pretty expensive.
Probably.
She might be in debt. That's why she needs to get back in that CEO position. But just theoretically speaking, she should have enough money where she should just like bow out of it with some grace. Just live her life well on her money. Use that money to start a new company or something. Instead, she's using this money to get into lawsuits.
Yeah.
Such a waste of money.
Decisions. Yeah.
Ugh, I just...
It's just like, how is she going to survive this? Exactly. Reputationally.
She's not. She's just going to have to hope to make money off these lawsuits and then bow out. But yeah, this following the another award show earlier this week where the New Jeans girlies won a big award, and their speech was frankly quite sad, where they're like, we're not sure how much longer we're going to be New Jeans for together, like, thank you for supporting us. And I don't know, Min Heejin's just out here making lawsuits and stirring up more trouble, and these poor girlies, their careers are going to be over after 2 years, so just so sad.
Yeah, and you can definitely tell the other artists were feeling for them at the award show. They were just, it's truly like what like Sun Kwan said at last year's Mamas, was just like, we are in such a brutal and intense industry. We have to like stand together. So I don't know, just like seeing them actually come together and like trying to support each other as much as they can. Yeah, that's all they can do. They're so disempowered.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
Especially being young women on top of all of that. It's definitely just like, anybody who's an idol knows that the majority of shit that happens to them is not their fault. Like,
and then I just can't help but wonder, like, if Min Heejin loves these girls as much as she claims to, like, what's she doing to look after them right now as they're going through this? And me of little faith, I feel like it's not going to be much. Maybe I'm wrong, but
yeah, it's just so hard to not think of her, Min Heejin using New Jeans girls as like pawns in her overall game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, she's a grown woman who assumedly has the funds to just disappear off the face of the earth when she's ready to. And these poor things are still like, yeah, what kind of savings and money do they have after their short run in the industry?
I did not know that Hani was Vietnamese, actually.
Mm.
Well, Australian.
Yeah.
So she doesn't even have any protections that being a Korean citizen might potentially give her. And if her contract is canceled, who's sponsoring her visa to be in the country?
Yep.
So she might just have to go straight home to Australia.
Yeah. And I know that Danielle's Aussie as well, but I'm not sure if she's like Korean citizenship as Australian. Like, I'm not sure what the technicalities are there.
Yeah.
So yeah, that could be really awful. God forbid both of them have to go back home to Australia. Like, that's it.
Disrupt their whole life again, upend everything again.
Just,
yeah, it's just that if they go on to continue to do music after this somewhere else, like, they're not going to sound the same. Like, everything is going to be completely different.
For sure, because these are HYBE producers. These are HYBE, or ADOR producers, or whatever's all the HYBE resources.
Yeah.
Well, their ultimatum is next Wednesday. So it was actually, the timing of this was really interesting. It was like last Wednesday, they sent out the notice. This Wednesday, Min Heejin resigned. And then next Wednesday is when they said they are going to cut it off. But we'll see.
And in lighter news, a crime has occurred.
How is that lighter news if it's a crime?
In the Sanhwa Biz dorm, one Park Sanghwa recently burgled Choi-san's cake and ate it live with an audience.
Did he say anything during the live, or was it like Minho when he ate his sushi, drink his milk, and then turn off the live? Also
really
insane
remember.
Combination to
I
eat.
I feel like he just stood there making intense eye contact, shoveling the cake into his mouth, and he was like, yeah, this is a good cake. This cake is so delicious.
So that means he knew
Sanghwa's
cake.
Oh, he
right?
knew. Okay. He knew.
There was even a post-it note on it. He crumpled it up.
He knew. He said, man, Sonny chose a good cake. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then Sonny went on to Bubble to whinge about it.
I'm pretty sure he was whinging at the exact same time Sungwoo was eating it.
Oh, maybe. No, he was,
commenting on the live.
Yeah. Okay.
Just sibling things. It's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes.
Anything else that you suddenly remember about this week's news?
No.
No, nothing from me.
Okay, so we're gonna take a little break and then we'll be back for only 4 comebacks to listen to.
Yay.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
What are we doing right now?
We are going to catch up on some comebacks this week. We don't have very much to go through, just a couple of things that we actually cared to listen to. Yeah. So first up is going to be Wavy's comeback with High Five. And it's been a little while since a Wavy comeback.
Given that was in January, I believe. Yeah.
Think so, yeah. I'd have to go back and look it up for sure, but it's been a while. But they've been on tour, so they've been busy. Unfortunately, this comeback is missing Win-Win.
Still.
Yeah.
Again, Win-Win? Question mark?
Again.
Yeah.
And Win-Win also got injured on set.
Oh my god, free him from set!
I have heard this.
I actually have not been listening to this. I need to add it to the Emu playlist.
Emu. I think this music video is so funny.
Is this in English?
Paleontologist. I don't remember.
You did watch an interview recently with them, being like, we have so many English songs. Smile. I wonder why. Smile.
Yeah, they were on the Brian and Ju show, just talking in general, and both Brian and speak English, so it's like an almost entirely English interview. But Young was talking about, they asked him like, what was a really memorable concert experience for you, because they're on tour right now. So he was talking about LA KCON last year.
Like, we'd love to come back.
Yeah,
like we'd love to have you back.
Look directly into the camera.
I love how this music video has a storyline.
Yeah, I love that they're paleontologists.
Untapped concept in K-pop culture. Also saw Young was just like 10 top 3 dancers in SM.
100,000%.
And then he went on to say, number one dancer in the world.
Period.
He knows what's up.
Yeah, because one of the hosts was like, is 10 better than Bam Bam? And I was watching that interview last night. I literally laughed in my bed, like half asleep. I was like, yeah, absolutely. So sorry, Bam Bam. Even 10 said yes. Like, hello.
Loved Young gassing him up and 10 knowing.
That's his boy.
This feels so complimentary to Give Me That somehow.
Mm.
Even though it's like more like hip-hop-y based, but they're both just like... They both have like that early 2000s pop vibe. I do miss being a child with divorce, though.
Yeah, Young said he would describe this as like 90s boy band vibe.
Wow, me handshake. Me high-fiving, Young. Let's get it!
Yeah.
cute.
Soon.
Yeah. It's cute. Not my like favorite song of theirs, but it is very cute.
I enjoyed it.
Upbeat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll listen again.
Yeah, I need to go listen to the album now.
Yeah. I actually really enjoyed Wavy B-Sides.
Yeah, same.
Oh, so good. Okay, and next.
Now we have Rosé's newest song, Number One Girl.
Is the album out?
No, I don't think so.
We're getting closer. Oh, this is a lot slower than from Apat.
The album comes out in 13 days.
Wow.
Hi, thank you.
This is more of what I expected from her.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, this is crazy. She's a really good singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't go here.
There was a, I don't want to call it like a controversy, not a controversy, a theory, I guess, like a fan theory that YG made her sing differently for songs, and that her singing in Blackpink is all of like her singing in this other voice and is not her natural voice.
And it's just like, YG just like put her down so much with her music producing. Damn, girl, who hurt her?
Yeah. Everybody!
Yeah.
I'm sure a Rosé fan could tell me better, but I feel like I can still kind of hear her, like, black pinky voice. So I hope as she breaks free, she can, like, continue to shake it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is just her voice. Because when Blackpink first debuted, they were trying to... YG was trying to replicate 21 so hard.
Yeah.
But with, quote-unquote, pretty girls.
Oh, my God.
And so for a long time, fans were theorizing that Rosé was coached to try and sound more like Park Bom when she sings.
Oh. Do Blackpink have many or any vocals? Like, really vocal-heavy songs?
I'm gonna say no.
My gut says no, but I, like, obviously, like, really only know their title tracks. That was gorgeous. I don't know. I'm, like, seated for this album.
I think they had, like, one or two on their Born Pink album.
Mmm.
Yeah, like between Apatu and this one, she's been writing music for so long, and she's had time to at least like perfect it and then become fully mature with the what she wants it to sound like too at this point. Have you scrolled through the songs?
I would have to like go through them one by one. I haven't listened to them in a while. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember The Happiest Girl being a slower song. Hard to Love is a slower song as well. They don't have many.
But they have some.
Okay. Yeah, because I just never really think of them as, like, a vocally group.
Oh.
So when I'm, like, hearing something like this, I'm like, why not? Yeah.
Especially, yeah, which is weird, especially because, like, Jisoo is mainly a vocalist. Jenny has a really good singing voice for a rapper. Yeah, and Rosé's vocalist. But yeah, there's always more dance tracks.
Yep. Yep. Excited. I don't think she'll be releasing any other more singles before the album.
Not with how soon it's coming out. What, like 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 13 days.
Don't disappoint us.
Yeah, right?
Or be able to disappoint us. Be able to fail. It's okay. I mean,
yeah, it's just at this point she is ceasing to be K-pop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's more just like general pop, alternative-ish
Western,
music.
Western pop, yeah.
Yeah, whatever she
How do you like it compared to like Lisa and Jennie's break from K-pop?
I like it way more, to be honest.
You think it's because she's writing her own stuff that helps?
Yeah, so she's writing her own stuff. She has like also always wanted to be like a singer-songwriter. Like she plays a guitar, she plays other instruments. Like I forget, I don't know if it was the Blackpink movie, some documentary that I watched with them, but like her talking about leaving home and like coming out here to do all of this stuff and like it just it feels like she's moving in a more genuine, hopefully healing direction for her, and so I'm very glad to see it.
Yeah, it's like if this feels like the music that she wants to be making, then I'm glad she can do that now.
And yeah, I don't like Lisa's new music at all. I don't like the direction that like Lisa's going in really at all. I don't know if I don't like Jennie's music that she's put out so far, but I've liked music that she's done in the past. Like I really liked when she did Solo. I really liked something else, I forget. And I think Lisa or Jenny is really, really, really talented. So would be interesting to see more from her. But I just don't know if like the stuff that she'll put out in the future is necessarily my cup of tea. Not that it's bad, but just that I won't enjoy it. Okay, and now we have Wonho's English single, What Would You Do? Which is coming out now. And his little fan meet tour in North America is going to be happening in the next couple weeks.
While he's performing at Jingle Ball as well.
Yes, yeah.
I do love all of Wonho's music that he's put out. It's fun. Usually dancey beat kind of things. Club music. Except for Blue. I'm sure this is what he's gonna mostly perform in his like 2 or 3 song set at Jingle Ball. He was actually just at a K-pop show festival thing in Mexico, and it looked like he did great. And of course he stripped. Yeah, this one's a lot less fun.
Who broke his heart? Damn, it's just heartbreak songs?
It's Rosé. They have a toxic relationship.
Oh no.
What would you do if you might be a hard sell at Jingle Ball. Definitely has like the microphone stand singing this. I hope the backup dancers are still there.
I hope his outfit is not this.
I'm sure he'll wear the Diesel double vest thing again.
I was gonna say something really nice and simple and like fitted.
Yeah, not this baggy thing.
Yeah. Like just a nice pair of jeans and like a tight black t-shirt, to be honest. Like
his stylist took the day off. I mean, his makeup looks nice though.
He looks so cute.
Really, really short.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
What?
What? I was not expecting that.
Wow.
Hello?
No. Wano, do you need to talk, buddy?
Where's Dad?
Wano, you want to talk?
That was crazy. What? Yeah, that's definitely different. He's like never put out a title track like that.
Is this a title track?
It's a single, so.
Ah, I see.
I think it's just comparable to call it a title track across the, you know, all of them. Wow. I can't wait till we see that in concert, and then we'll probably be waving our little flashlights in the audience.
Yeah.
God, I really wish I could ask him, what was with the car crash at the end of this music video? It was also like a DeLorean or something.
Oh, really? Oh, so he's going back in time.
Huh.
Oh, so he's going back in time!
Is that how it works?
Yeah,
No, you don't get hit. You have to be inside the DeLorean.
I thought you were in the car.
But I feel like that's what they're using it.
Like two times.
I feel like that's what they're using it as like a metaphor for, though. Either that or the person that he's asking, what would you do?
They are saying go back in time.
Popped into the past or the future and then hit him with their car.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Crazy.
Yikes. Okay.
That was sad, but it was pretty.
Yeah. Last one? Oh my god. Are you guys ready?
No, I heard a little bit of this on Twitter and I'm...
Yeah, the lyrics of this incredible genius.
Can you turn the lyrics on then so I can see them?
legitimately hurt my head a little bit.
You should be able to hear it because they're yelling at you.
Oh, okay, cool.
I will say like the majority of the song is pretty good. It's just the beginning of the chorus. Why did we decide to yell?
We're back, baby. It wasn't even the yelling. It was the like just... genuinely four different songs overlapped.
I just hate how it's being used by girl group stands, being like, this is why I never listen to boy group music, and I'm just like, please, no!
Oh my god.
Drop that granata?
Yeah.
Honey 100 for a second.
This is a really funny group because when they initially were formed, they did not, or like while they were like training as a group, they did not have a rapper. They were all vocalists and stuff. Yeah. I think two of them took on that wonderful task. And then JYP also like said to their faces, like, you guys will never be successful. And I'm just like, They had a lot of beef with that man.
Understandably.
Well, for that I respect them. For this song, lesser.
There are others. They're usually more, in my mind, a more EDM group. So, if you do want more...
If we could pull out, like, a weird middle section of the song, like, in the instrumental background, and just, like, remove that track, it'd be fine.
I don't know, I think they should still not be yelling through it.
They're fighting the beat.
Yeah, they really are.
I'm severely disappointed, though, that there's not a single pinata in this music. Yeah.
That's true, there's not.
Them being, like, really sexy?
When you got a bunch of post-military men to put into a group.
I guess so. But yeah, it sounded like they were, like, fighting with the beat at one point. Like,
I mean, there's also, like, 2,000 beats going on at the same time, so pick which one you're trying to go up against.
Like, if they removed two of them, it would be fine.
And yeah, other parts of the song sounded nice, even.
Yeah.
Just that main part did not.
It's just so funny, because their last comeback before this, it was just My Girl, yeah. And it was the bright one.
Yeah, he just got flip-flop. Oh, right, this one.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Tell me you don't know what you want to do with your group without telling me you don't know what you want to do with your group.
Yeah.
This was so cute. Yeah. Okay, we did it. No more you don't want to hear nowadays.
It's so nice when there's not a lot of comebacks in a week.
I know, right? Favorite of the week? Rosé for AIM, I think.
Yeah. Oh, no, I liked Wavies. Mm-hmm. I don't listen to Blackpink. I don't know really anything about any of the members. So, like, when I'm like, wow. Like, obviously, Jack had said in past episodes, like, oh, this is probably going to be the kind of music she's going to do. It's, yeah, Jack was immediately proven right, but I'm still like, huh. Hearing this for the first time is interesting. I wouldn't have expected this. But, you know, Wavy is also a group that I like, and that was a cute song of theirs that I enjoyed. So
she's
I would say those two.
She's from New Zealand, and she grew up in Australia.
Yeah.
She grew up in Melbourne.
Up in Melbourne. The high school that she went to was, like, really snobby.
Yeah. She got money, you know.
Yeah, she got money.
Plus segment. Do you still need to do the last ditch? Listen to me. Has your rage quelled?
I don't know. I'm thinking.
Has Jack's rage ever quelled?
No, that's a good question.
Comes in waves.
It does. It's just because I'm tired now.
Exactly. Your rage burned out all your energy. Now you're just tired.
I have little Hades from Hercules instances where I'm just like, aah! And then I'm just like, okay, it's fine. It's whatever. It's all right. It's nothing.
It's not fine.
No, because I was
it's
telling Arena... Yeah, I think I was telling Arena last night or the other day where I was like, was I too mean in the last episode? I was like, was I wrong in my opinions about ticket sales and ticket prices and da-da-da last episode? I was like, after further thought, no. which is also one of the discretions of this show that eventually sometimes maybe we change our opinions or we ruminate on the things that we've said priorly and correct or add on. I think I mostly still stand by what I said, with the added addendum that if it came off insensitively, I'm sorry, but I still think that I was right, and you should be careful. And now to add on to that, no more standing pit. No more standing pit. This is not a rock concert. It is not a fucking metal show where you can't mosh. It's a bunch of fucking, like, youngest 16, 15, 17 year olds standing for hours. No more standing pits. No more. And I did see some weird people being like, oh, I like it because it's actually easy for me to get barricade. You are the outlier. You're a crazy person. Nobody actually wants to camp outside for multiple days. You're just perpetuating terrible habits. You're ruining stuff for everything else. It's your fucking fault, you jobless little miscreant. Stay in school, please. Like, why are we ditching our college classes to go camp outside of an arena for like 4 days? Let's get a grip. It's just unnecessary. Like, everyone's run it into the ground. And it's not even K-pop at this point. Wasn't it like 21 Pilots too? Like, it's just out of control. No. It's just out of control. The last time I saw My Chem, like 2 years ago, the camping for that was out of control. And then everybody left all of their fucking trash and pillows and shit on the ground outside of the venue. And it was crazy because all the elder emos were like, this is not right. We take care of our venues. Like, this is crazy. This is disrespectful.
Okay, but that venue was also Prudential.
It was Prudential. But it was really bad. Like, it was just straight up like pillows left on the ground. But no more standing pit. We can't do this anymore.
It's irresponsible. We're going to do it one more time.
I will offer myself to be the martyr that dies in the pit in order to enact change. So
shut the fuck up.
You're welcome.
I think my whole takeaway with standing pit at this point is just, I'll buy it, but I'm going to stand in the back and maybe occasionally sit on the floor.
Yeah, it's just that it's too expensive to sit on the floor in my brain.
Yeah, I mean, as I've said to you guys when we've not been recording many a time, I won't buy it because I'm a short bitch who can't see anything. So, The end for me. The few times I've ended up in, like, standing areas, I'm like, oh, I am watching this through the person in front of me's phone.
Yeah.
This experience sucks. I'm not doing this. It is never worth it for me.
It's just, honey. And then I was on TikTok, and I'm pretty sure that the VIP in Australia for Skiz was seated. And somewhere else recently on the floor was seated. Why is it fucking pit?
We're lawless out here.
We literally are.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that's the show. See you next week. We're not in Gaio season. Yeah, I don't know. There's no more releases. It's December.
Oh, shit.
Like, I really don't know what's going to be left. Maybe.
Maybe we take a break for the end of Easter. All right, never mind. I didn't see that.
How dare you even suggest that?
We can do a deep dive episode.
Oh, maybe we can do it. Yeah. Cool.
Or a recap episode or something. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll pick one of them. And one probably of those on Monday, on the back so. Corner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
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 Bye.